I beg you, please forgive me. Truly sorry if you hate this, and really sorry if you don't like it. And yeah, I know those both mean the same thing, but here's the crazy thing. You shouldn't even listen to this whole thing, because after I'm done, you might just say, man, this guy can sing, but shh, and stop saying that thing. Do I look like a children to you? All I do is write out poems for a living. I'm not as expensive as this attention you all be paying. This is me announcing I'm done slipping. Man, I'm seriously over all this chilling. No longer second guessing, so just let my goddamn watch sink in. After that, you can go back to being that lost bean who's always pinging. But wait, why the hell am I even rhyming? Believe me, I'm not even trying to be entertaining. Just for once, I wanna ink the words that first time my thinking. Every time I'm there laying, trying to get some goddamn sleeping. And then these demons in my head, just like the mosquitoes around my bed, start singing, dancing. Man, this mofo was having shouting, trying to stay in my feelings, but then they keep banging. Oh, I'm still rhyming? Switch it. They dip my mind in a bowl of depression. Pull me back right out with a little hope and back into motion. Gradually making headway and then boom without caution. There I go, bank into this furnace of my own damnation. There I go again though, proving La Sisi right. Rhyming and rhyming from dawn till the end of every silent night. I know I've just been beaten around the bush, but the thing is, I'm more confused than Moses when he saw the burning bush. But don't worry, I can always escape by burning a little kush. Hush, push, whatever, didn't hear that, I'm gone. Just like that, I run. Every time your judgmental eyes through my very skin starts to burn, I'm just a con. A lost dead soul, one of the ones you should actually mourn. Cause there's so many thoughts running through my mind, like does God even see us or is he just blind? Here you go again, trying to start my blaspheming condemnation. Won't you even wait and see me get to a fucking destination? All I'm trying to say is I haven't heard a word from the horse's mouth about all my niggas kicking buckets. Yeah, we messed up a lot. Before we're 21, we're already savage. But doesn't the stitching time no longer save nine? Cause we left our sins and started coming to church early, way before 9, but 10 of my niggas are gone. Some of them left us through the bullet from a max shooter's gun. The other day, we lost a mentor, Mr. Upin. But before I even had the time to mourn, we looked around, and there and then, Ijala Medu was gone. Months went by and it seemed like you were done. But why did my brother Benson get crushed by a goddamn truck? Now all up in my hood, they're killing the good. But we gave up our souls and you gave us your life. But why the hell do we have to go through all this strife? I know you might try to say all it takes is a little time, but how long do I have to stay silent and keep dreaming? I ain't no sleeping mime. They all died without committing a single crime. The children in Gaza, Somalia, the ones under the collapsed Lagos building, and all the orphans them from starvation cause they don't have a single dime. And I know you might try to put the blame on bad governance, but if our God can raise Elliot, why can't he save some innocent children more devoted to him than zealots? I'm not trying to overstep and be overly zealous, but I look at my life and I wonder why these haters are even jealous. Struggling with the pain, barely hoping for some rain, but I don't got no job, so I shouldn't hope for no goddamn change. Broken homes, but the children are the ones who suffer. No difference between some of these pastors and a philosopher, speaking in tongues daily, crying to God and serving him unfailingly. But then go to see the carryover list, and this hidden lecturer had the ability to fail me. They didn't commit a single crime, but like Sabine Ramali, did they try to jail me? Oh, you don't feel me? Keep calm. I'll say more hurting truths till the world fucking kills me. I don't go to church no more, not cause I'm afraid of being judged, but flogged by the log in your eyes, cause you can't stand the speck in mine. I'm about to blow up like a goddamn mine. That's the lie I tell myself every day just to be fine. You're gonna be famous, my girl tells me. I've got big dreams for us and she believes me, but I wonder if I'm gonna even see that future, cause the Lord be taking my homies and it ain't even rapture. In the walls of my fate there's a rupture. I can't withstand any pressure, but the demons in my mind have me captured. Maybe I'm not holy enough, not praying enough, until I start to choke and I cough. Maybe cause my hair just like my past used to be rough. Was life just meant to be tough? Maybe I'm not putting in work enough, but all I know is enough is enough. After this track, you all motherfuckers can send me to hell, but what's the use? This is just a confession I wrote while I was on some good cruise.